This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. It's going to be a historic week in Washington as the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump gets underway. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Both sides are gearing up for the Senate impeachment trial, which starts tomorrow. One of the issues this week, the battle over witnesses, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing for a vote.
If the president was so sure that he'd be vindicated, if McConnell were so sure the president would be vindicated, they want all the facts to come out in a serious trial.
But President Trump's counselor, Kellyanne Conway, argues the House didn't have all the witnesses they wanted.
They should have gone to court to argue that, but they were in a big rush.
As for the president, who spoke last night,
we're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Democratic presidential contenders celebrated Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy at a Baptist church Monday in Columbia, South Carolina, and linked arms with each other and civil rights leaders in a march of tens of thousands to the state house. Now in the closing days before the first votes are cast in the 2020 Democratic presidential contest, the party's leading hopefuls are splitting their time at Martin Luther King events in the early voting states of Iowa and South Carolina. Chinese health experts confirmed Monday that a new coronavirus is contagious, raising fears that the virus could spread quickly among people. China's National Health Commission said the virus, which causes a type of pneumonia, can be transmitted person to person and not just from animals to people. Earlier Monday, Chinese health officials confirmed 136 new cases of the newly discovered virus, a huge spike over the past 3 days, including the first cases in the capital of Beijing and Shanghai. Health officials in the Chinese central city of Wuhan say the cases now exceed 200. This is VOA News. Leaders appealed to the international community to be united as the 50th annual World Economic Forum gathering opened on Monday in Davos, Switzerland. In his opening remarks, forum founder Klaus Schwab said he was proud of the strength of the community gathered and that the attendees were ready to work together to improve the state of the world. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that she hoped that the forum would be able to find a more just and sustainable economic system.
For too long, humanity took away resources from the environment and in exchange produced waste and pollution. I believe, as you do, that we can reconcile our economy with our planet.
The WEF is an annual gathering of global business and political leaders. A 50th edition of the meeting will see President Trump as the headline speaker a year after he pulled out of the gathering. European Union is considering restarting an operation to control migrant trafficking and enforce a UN embargo on Libya if a shaky truce in the North African country solidifies into a formal ceasefire. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more on this mission from Paris.
Known as Sophia, the mission has mostly been known for combating migrant trafficking off Libya's shores. Its maritime operation ended last March after Italy said it would no longer welcome migrants rescued at sea.
We are not going to change, but to refocus the mandate of Operation Sophia, to refocus especially on the issue of embargo. The arms embargo has to be controlled not only by sea, because most of the arms goes through the desert.
Burrell said this means also enforcing the embargo by land and air. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
France hosted a summit last week to shore up military cooperation with West African countries against growing Islamist militancy in the Sahel. Thousands of armed gun rights activists filled the streets around Virginia's Capitol building on Monday to protest a package of gun control legislation. Activists at the rally are arguing that Virginia was trying to infringe on their constitutional right to bear arms. Terry Kissmore says she came to the rally in Richmond to show her support for gun rights.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe that we have the right to arm ourselves, not only to protect ourselves, but to guard our country against any kind of tyranny, a tyrannical government, or anything like that.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.